Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. Now, I want to remind everyone that last week on August 8th, which it was the 8-8, we experienced the powerful opening of the Lion's Gate energies, which brought an incredible influx of energy. Now, this is a transitional period, and it brings everyone, not just the astrological sign of Leos, but everyone, powerful frequencies to work with. You know, for many, this will see a major shift in our lives, bringing in more peace, harmony, ease, and abundance. Now, as I spoke about in last week's radio program, the number 8 is often associated with wealth, prosperity, riches, and again, abundance. Remember that you may have to give up something or some things at this time, but it will work towards a greater cohesiveness in your life. And when we are asked to give up something from spirit, it always works in our favor. You know, with this energetically intense month, we will be continuing our theme of spiritual knowledge in all of our August shows. And today's topic is entitled, You Are Spiritual Enough Already. Now, the theme for this program was prompted by two people. One of them was a caller into my radio program who asked, how could she be more spiritual? The Posse of Angels finds this question of how one can be more spiritual very amusing, as we are already spiritual beings having a human experience. And we don't have to do anything to be more spiritual. In fact, it would benefit all of us, instead of doing spiritual things, to just allow ourselves to be and accept that we are already spiritual. In last week's program, it was all about how we're born with spiritual wisdom and we do not have to look outside of ourselves to acquire it. Now, the Posse of Angels wish to emphasize that each and every one of us is a special and unique energy of God's source. And at the very core essence of who we are all the same. No matter who we are and what we may have done or the choices and decisions that we made along our journey, we are love. Now, the reason that this is so is because each one of us is a child of God. We are protected, guided, provided for, and cherished under God's providence. The more we allow this knowing of just how divine we are to radiate forth and to embrace that we all are children of God, then our lives will be a direct reflection of this deep knowing and this radiance within us. And the Posse of Angels wants to throw the question back to you, and they're asking, what does being spiritual mean to you? Okay, do things like having an encyclopedic knowledge of crystals and their healing properties, or perhaps knowing the names of all the archangels, does that make one more spiritual? Do attending workshops, reading New Age books, or perhaps getting certification from spiritual colleges and schools and doing spiritual courses, does that make us more enlightened? You know, when it comes to people investing their time and their money into being more spiritual, I often reflect on the fact that a couple of fellows like Jesus, Moses, and Buddha did not attend any spiritual colleges, and they did not have any certifications that attested to the fact that they had attained spirituality. If doing these things alone led to living a spiritual life, we would certainly be living in a much different world by now. You know, it reminds me of the year 2005, when I worked part-time in a New Age shop in Queensland, Australia, where I was living at the time, unbeknownst to all of us who were interviewed to work in this beautiful crystal shop. The owner of the shop, Harry, now, that wasn't his real name, but let's call him Harry. Harry, during our interview, upturned a bag of crystals onto the table. He surprised us in order to quiz each one of the girls in their interview to see how many crystals we could identify and to tell him what their characteristics and their healing properties were. Now, having been a healing practitioner, working with crystals for several years, I was able to easily identify all the crystals and their properties. Harry expressed that he was very impressed with my knowledge, but then he said he was really impressed with the part of my resume that said I had been the number one seller at my previous job. After I was hired, Harry set up a meeting to teach the five chosen shop girls, including myself, how best to sell. He said the first thing that we should do when we were on the roster and we arrived at the store was to go into the back room, survey what we were overstocked with, and then remember to push, and he used that word, remember to push those items onto the customers. Well, having been a top seller and knowing how I got that position, I raised my hand and said, excuse me, but wouldn't it be better to be of service to the customers and find out how we can best serve their needs without pushing unwanted things on them just because you ordered too much? Harry's eyes were unemotional. They were cold and lifeless, as he completely ignored my idea of being of service, and he restated, like I said, when you arrive for work, go in the back room, survey what we're overstocked with, and then push those items onto the customers. Well, obviously, just because he owned a spiritual store did not instantly translate to being of service to others, as his top priority was not a heavenly connection, but he was solely focused on his bottom line. You know, with my clairvoyant abilities, many times customers would enter the store, they'd walk past me, and I would pick up clairvoyantly what was concerning them. I would go to the back and I'd grab a book and I would say, this book, you know, just came in. May I suggest this? It may have some interest for you. Well, the customers would say, how did you know what I came into the store for? I remember one time in the late afternoon, a sole customer entered the store. As this lady walked past me, I clairvoyantly heard the word cancer as she went to look at the books. When I asked her if she needed any help, she said she didn't know why she walked into the store, but she felt an urge like she had been drawn in. Well, I heard the word cancer. And when I went to the books, I took the book, You Can Heal Your Life by Louise L. Hay, and I suggested that this was a wonderful book, and she began to cry. Getting her some tissues, suddenly the posse of angels started to give her the most positive, loving messages to pass along to her. She was so weary and frightened as she was nursing her beloved husband through cancer. She felt so comfortable with me that she poured out her heart and she unburdened herself. After our talk, she said that she felt like the weight of the world had been lifted from her shoulders and that I had helped her to renew her hope and faith in living. She kept hugging me, and it was so beautiful for all my care and concern. I walked her to the front of the shop. She hugged me again and left. When I turned around, I saw that my boss, Harry, had been watching the whole time. He shook his head and merely said, "You spend far too much time with the customers." Well, it was my love and compassion and concern and being of service that drew in hundreds and hundreds of people just to say hi to me. And more than not, when they were in the store, they bought something. Well, after I was finished with that job, it was several months later, After I left, I learned that the store had closed. It had gone out of business. Now, whether that had anything to do with me taking my energies out of the store, we'll never know. Now, here we had someone, again, who owned a New Age shop and was theoretically well-versed in all the spiritual contents of the store. But he did not translate his spiritual knowledge into how to allow his divine, eternal nature to reflect from him and to see it as a way for him to be able to be of service to others. Our divine, eternal, spiritual nature is one that reflects the qualities inherent in us as children of God. And to be able to live and radiate this divine eternal nature truly has nothing to do with anything external. Our true spirituality has to do with mastering ourselves. But you know what? What does it mean to master oneself, to fully embrace and live one's spirituality? And the answer from the posse of angels is not so much in what you do, but by allowing your spiritual nature to shine forth from you, as it's already inside of you. As we discussed, things like the knowledge of angels and tarot cards and crystals and astrology, these are all just external things that get us to redirect our focus and attention on things that help us to remember again what already exists within us. Yet without mastery of the self, it is very easy to know all about spirituality in theory and experience very little of the practical nature of spirituality in our lives. You know, like my dear boss, Harry, I experienced this with clients in my healing practice. I was very surprised through the years when I drew to myself a great many healing practitioners, especially Reiki masters, who would book sessions with me, who had severe emotional and debilitating physical illnesses. It seemed that they were extraordinary. They were the best at telling others how to live their lives more spiritually, with more joy, more harmony, more balance, more peace, and more self-love. But they were not practicing these things in their own life. In other words, it's very easy to talk the talk, but it's not so easy to walk the walk. Now, the Posse of Angels is sharing a bit of a checklist with all of us, not so much on how we can be more spiritual, because we're spiritual already, but on how to master ourselves in order to gain mastery over our lives. Now, number one, they're saying, always follow your truth. When we are firmly on our path of self-mastery, some people can take on an air of superiority, an air of ego, when mastering ourselves has nothing to do with superiority. It has to do with connecting to the truth inside of us. Truth for each one of us has to do with that which resonates with our most heartfelt feelings, our desires, and intentions, and then having the empowerment and certainly the strength and the courage to take inspired action, to live and reflect this kind of life and reflect our truth to others, no matter what. You know, a lot of people have a great deal of trouble when it or challenges when it comes to expressing their truth, because they want others to like them. They don't want to stand out. They don't want to appear to be normal. You know, when the Posse of Angels told me to put my name on this book and put my face on the front cover, that was really coming out of the closet. And I was like a deer caught in the headlights. But then I said, if I'm really going to write about my angelic walk-in experience, which I experienced in January 11th of 2003, and I am going to be true to this, then I have no problems in putting my face on this remarkable book, which details the experience of this. So, by the way, if you want to order this remarkable book about my experience, you can go to Amazon.com. You can go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And the audio book in which I narrate this amazing adventure is on audible.com. So number one, they're telling us to master ourselves. We need to follow our truth. Number two is aligning ourselves with our divine will inside. The more focus we have in following our truth, the more we will align with our divine connection. This is our connection and the life that we're co-creating between God's will and our will. And when we begin to accept that deep inside of all of us is the spark of God's will, we start to glimpse into unlocking our unlimited potential inside, which is our divine eternal nature. Now, once you align yourself with God's divine will, you will experience a life of empowerment, of faith and trust. In essence, you'll start to experience a life of grace. When we commit ourselves to co-creating with the will of God, when we give our hearts and our souls to God, when we serve knowing that we are a divine manifestation of God in physical form, and thus we recognize our own divinity, then we will be fully aligned with our spirituality. Number three, the practice of self-love is so vastly important for us to create a world of love, because we all come from the same divine source. It's our birthright. It's our inherent birthright to being a shining example of God's eternal love. Now, this idea of self-love is truly one of the hardest lessons to learn. Many think that self-love means that we are selfish, arrogant, or self-centered, but it couldn't be further from the truth. Truly loving ourselves is all about honoring, respecting, and valuing and acknowledging who we are. For if we do not infuse ourselves with love, and we do not value and respect who we are, how can we expect others to love and value and respect us? You know, once we've aligned ourselves with the God within, we begin to live a life based on faith. You know, faith is an unwavering knowing deep within ourselves, and it's something that develops with practice. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that in order to strengthen our faith, it's important to know several things deep in our hearts. It's important to know that, one, we are never alone. We have never been alone. Every one of us is surrounded by loving, protecting, guiding angels and spirit guides, and their only task is to guide and protect us and to look after our well-being and send us signs on how we can move forward and take inspired action in our lives. Now, number two, we are always where we're meant to be. Think about that. We're always where we're meant to be, and as such, there are no mistakes. If we were meant to be somewhere else, we would be presented with it. And although some situations and events, when we're only seeing it through our physical eyes, they may seem like a mistake, there always is a higher purpose for a greater scope for our soul to learn and to grow. And this is why so many of us have co-created, when we think back over our lives, contrast in order for us to learn things like tolerance, patience, acceptance, and forgiveness. Now, number three, the deep knowing that we are, again, all children of God gives us a sense that all our needs will be met. We are always provided for, as our natural heritage and our birthright is one of abundance. Abundance is our nature, and we are made of pure potential. If we don't like the story that we've written, we can create a new story for ourselves. By believing these points, we're never alone, there are no mistakes, and abundance is our nature. And if I could add one more, everything happens in divine timing, not in your timing. By really taking these to heart, we have faith that whatever happens in our lives could be a stepping stone to a greater understanding and growth towards living in the light of God. You know, people who do live in this unfailing faith know that whatever they draw to themselves is there for their highest good. If something happens, that's wonderful. If something doesn't happen, that's wonderful. Therefore, it doesn't matter so much what manifests in our lives, as the pleasure of life is experienced in each experience and in each moment that we live. You know, everyone, if things were meant to be different, again, then there would be something different presented. This is divine faith in action. You know, the more that we really, really know and reflect that as divine spiritual beings, we are constantly under the most amazing, remarkable guidance and protection of God's love and direction, then this deep, heartfelt knowledge makes us the most spiritual that we could ever be. And when I turn to my animal cards to receive some extra message that could give us some insight today, guess who started slinking in? And I do mean slinking in. It was Mr. Fox. Hello, Mr. Fox. Aren't they beautiful? I had the pleasure when I went home to my mom's house in Silver Spring, Maryland, to see one of these beautiful creatures that was sunning himself. Her property backs onto a forest. And it was a huge red fox. And she said he always comes out of his burrow and he suns himself in the late afternoon. Well, Mr. Fox slinked in. He's being quick to tell us that he learns and he adapts to new situations very quickly. He's very, very smart and to be more flexible and to let go of expectations as we process and we get used to these transitional energies of the 8-8, the lion's gate that is swirling all around us this month. Mr. Fox can be extremely charming. He can be very magical, but this is only when he stays true to himself and true to those things that he holds dear in his life. And he only becomes sneaky and cunning and unsure of himself and his identity when he forgets who he is and he hides his true motives. Now, as a smart, strong, wise teacher, Fox is also committed to long-term relationships. And as I mentioned in previous programs, that is a strong message for many of us arriving at the 8-8, that we were never meant to do things alone, and that many in the conscious collective at this time are drawing connections, partnerships, opportunities, and they're being presented with these people to foster, support, encourage, and fulfill our dreams for us also to become the wise, strong spiritual teachers on the planet. So this week, maybe it's a great time for you to remember that for goodness sake, you are spiritual enough already. So thank you, Mr. Fox. Off he goes. You've been listening to Mr. Fox, and you've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on this wonderful Angel Healing House radio program, which airs every week on Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on this lovely platform of Transformation Talk Radio. When we come back from this short break, we'll be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings. And do remember that if you are interested, like I said, in my books, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the prequel to I'm an Angelic Walk-In is One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. And certainly we have the ever popular Angels of Faith, which is based on my two near-death experiences. Please go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, or you can look them up on Amazon, or you can look this one up and listen to the audiobook on audible.com. We'll be back in a few ticks right after this.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone. You are back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We have been speaking about the topic, You Are Spiritual Enough Already. And please do remember, if you're looking for ways to be more spiritual, all you need to do is be yourself, because each and every one of us was born with all the spiritual wisdom that we would ever need. We just need to silence ourselves, go within to access this wealth of extraordinary knowledge that each and every one of us has encased within us. It doesn't have anything to do with learning about crystals or astrology or tarot cards or learning the names of the archangels or whatever. That's all external. And that's wonderful knowledge, but to learn the knowledge about that, but that's to learn the theory of it. For us to practice our spirituality is to allow ourselves to be and radiate our divine eternal natures of unconditional love, non-judgment, gratitude and appreciation, and forgiveness for all, no matter what they've done. So let's go to our callers. We've got our first caller, David. David, you're on the line. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing, Candy?
I'm doing very, very well. And what did you think about our topic today about you are spiritual enough already?
I really liked it. And you know what? One of the things that really popped into my head when you were speaking was, I've been experiencing just this kind of wave, I wouldn't say peace, but just, that's what it feels like, just very peaceful, not really working a lot anymore with struggle.
Yeah.
Not trying to find the answers immediately.
Yeah.
Like just kind of allowing it to unfold, which is a new experience.
Yeah. Well, you know, we still are getting over, if you want to call it that, breaking through from the Piscean age to the Aquarian age, which happened in on 12-12-12, you know, which happened in 2012. And the Piscean age was the age of I do, therefore I am. It was the age of analysis. It was the analytical thinking. It was the age of doing. It was the age of, you know, pushing life and trying to figure life out. And then we broke through to the higher consciousness of the Aquarian age, which is us being. And so because we ticked over from 2012 to 2013 didn't mean we automatically went into just allowing ourselves to be in a state of grace. And it's taken us a very long time, actually. It's taken us a very long time to get used to being and practicing that art of allowance, that art of accepting we are always where we're meant to be. We're under the divine providence of God, source, universe, whatever. And the how and the when of what happens in our lives is not our providence. And so all we can then put our focus on is being the most radiant we can and enjoy taking inspired action to those creative things that we love doing.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly how it feels.
And it's wonderful, that state of grace. It's like being in a, somebody said, well, you know, somebody who wasn't experiencing that said, what does that feel like? I said, it feels like being a little kid and wiggling. You know how some kids just can't contain themselves and they wiggle with excitement? For me, it's about wiggling. It's about wiggling. I may not know what's happening in the next 5 seconds, 5 minutes, 5 years, five millennium, but I'm excited to be a part of the co-creative process. And I know that I'm always supported. And it just feels so good. Feels like when your parent, after a long day at a circus or maybe at the beach, and you were carried by your parent and you fell asleep on their shoulder. That's what it feels like. Right. It feels like you didn't worry about that your feet were dangling. You didn't worry about that they were going to drop you. You worried that you just felt so loved and supported. And that's what that feels like to me.
Yeah, exactly. What do you tell people that say, well, we have free will? Because we do, and it also feels like I'm just kind of following more of a nudge. That isn't necessarily, I guess there is still kind of like, there's the free will on my end that I could follow. Like, I don't have to follow that nudge. Mm-hmm. But it feels like there's really only one will.
Yes. Yes. We do get to that stage that we feel like there is only one will. And that's unity within ourselves. And we combine that the ego or the free will of our humanness with the will of the divine. That's what it, and it doesn't feel like this, and there's no more struggle. You know,
There was a struggle. Now that I bring that up, that's probably where a lot of my struggle came from. Because I'd always been told growing up in my life, I grew up in a family that were Catholic. And so growing up in that state of mind, everybody would be like, well, you have a choice. And, you have a choice. And it just felt like, well, okay, but this feels a lot easier.
and when a lot of good-minded, I mean, they were, they shared and suggested things with us, but it also came from their belief system that, when my family, some members of my family said, doing Reiki and helping people is wonderful, but what you need to do is you need to get a job in real estate and wear short skirts and low-cut tops and you'll sell $1 million worth of real estate. I just looked at them and said, if I did that, I would die. I'm sorry. I have to follow.
Right.
I have to follow what? That God will inside me. And a lot of them, to this day, just don't understand that many of us don't have a 9-to-5 job and that we're not following the old paradigm and we're not chasing the money. Although the abundance inside of us then is drawing the abundance to us in all shapes and forms. So it's just a different mindset, I guess. And when you really are comfortable with all of this, then there is no delineation between God's will and our will. Because I often say, I will to will thy will. Show me.
Wow.
Show me how to be of best service. And actually, Pete and I, being twin flames, have followed those words for the past 15 years, because there is nothing more important than to bring forth his will, God's will, Source's will, on the planet through us. And unbelievable right. miracles have happened for us. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Any specific questions, or we'll just leave it to the fates?
No, just a general reading, I guess.
Okay. All right. Let's have a...
Yeah, whatever comes up.
Whatever comes up. Okay. I'll leave it to the fates. Okay, first card that's coming in for you. Oh, love this card. This is the Nine of Pentacles. And the Nine of Pentacles, this lady is sitting in a nest. She's the Nine of Pentacles is the card of, I call it the living a luxurious life. But what a luxurious life for each one of us may be different, but a life in which we are experiencing the finer things in life. And right before I drew this card, I swear to this, the words that they gave me was, David, you are about to step up. You're about to experience a more luxurious life, a life in which those big dreams and things that you thought, well, that's a life for other people, you know, where other people will you know, either pick up your flights or your hotels or, and because it's an acknowledgement for the gifts and the talents and the value that you have. So it's interesting that this card came up and they're saying, get ready to experience more of a luxurious life because you've earned it. The next card that comes out for you is the Page of Wands. And this is more information coming up about your new job position that you're going to hold. This is going to take on a life of its own. And the people that you're going to meet and the circumstances that you're going to be in, excuse me, it's like you're going to be speaking and you're going to have this moment of thinking to yourself, these people are looking at me like I'm an authority on this. They want you to know, they want you to know that you are an authority on this. And they're going to be valuing your knowledge and your expertise. And the next card that's coming out for you is the Six of Wands. And this is the Triumph card. This is the Victory card. People are going to be promoting you and recognizing you. And they just want you to know, get ready for it. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're so very welcome. And may I say, it's so well deserved.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Have a good show. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too. God bless you. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, David. And so many of us, are now experiencing those unbelievable moments in answer to the fulfillment of our prayers. Let's go to our next. We have Hamida on the line. Hamida, how are you today?
Hi, I'm great. How are you, Candy?
I am very well. And how are you? How are you dealing with these energies that we're experiencing?
kind of like overload in a good way, type way.
Yeah, it can be a little bit overloading, you know, and that's why it's really, really, really so important for us to get out in nature. One of the most important things we can do is to take our shoes off and stand on the grass. If you're lucky enough, like Pete and myself, to be near the beach, go down to the beach and bury your feet in the sand. Pick up the quartz crystals, you know, in the sand, or dig your feet in the dirt. You know, anytime there's a huge portal of energy, we are swept along with it. And we really need to ground ourselves. So that's really, really important. Did you have a question today?
No, I don't have a specific question. I actually find it interesting that you said bury in the dirt because a lot of people don't know about me. I do have a green thumb, and I've been gardening more lately. So,
oh, my gosh. Awesome. Okay. All right. The posse, while I'm shuffling the cards, the posse of angels are saying and asking, do you call upon the fairies to help you when you garden?
I don't.
Okay, this is what they want you to do. It doesn't matter whether it's an organic garden, it doesn't matter whether it's a big, big pot of land, or we're balcony gardeners, you know, cultivating our pots out there. The more that you can ask the elementals, those are the fairies, the pixies, the gnomes, you know, those elementals, and a lot of with the gardening is the gardening fairies. Ask for them to come in and provide the energies. I mean, we can repot a plant, for instance, and we can get the right soil and the right nutrients and the right fertilizer and the right water and the right sun, and there still might be something missing. So do all of those things with your green thumb, and then call in the fairies and ask them for their assistance to provide their magical energies to provide it with the best possible environment for your plants or your vegetables to grow, and you will notice a remarkable difference with their energies helping you.
Oh, awesome. When you said fairies and green fairies, I was thinking of a whole different type of plant in the garden. But awesome. I'll do that.
they love that you're nurturing the planet in that way. You know, it's not that angels like myself don't like nature. With our lofty, you know, etheric way that we are, but I certainly would not attempt, and I have done it many times, attempted to cultivate something, and it always looks so sad and sorry. Yet my husband Pete, he's a Taurian, he's of the earth. All he has to do is look at a plant and say, "Hello, plant," and the plant flirts with him and thrives. I don't get it. So take your green thumb and really, you know, cultivate. And out of that, that creative energy actually creates abundance inside of you, and then it increases abundance in your life. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our gardener, Hamida.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, let's just see what comes out. Okay. First card is, let me go here. This, I love it. The first card is the Seven of Pentacles. Now, this card shows this guy is tending his grape arbor, you know, in order to get some wine. But in like the traditional Rider-Waite deck, a man is leaning on his hoe, on a rake or something, and he's looking at his garden that's filled with pentacles. These are all the things that you have seeded in the garden of your life and that are blossoming at the moment. Now, 8 is the number of prosperity and wealth and abundance, but they want you to know that with 7 also being the number of, you know, it's patience and watching your seeds come to fruition, coming to a flourish and being abundant. So they're saying you've planted the seeds well. Don't run out and try to pull up, you know, pull them to grow taller, because you'll disturb the roots and just kill them. But they want you to know that you've done a great job planting the seeds and that they are growing, and you will see the result of that in your life. So that's a wonderful card. Let's go to this one, the Two of Cups. Now, this card speaks of partnerships and it speaks of, you know where this is going. I know you know where this is going. This is allowing your heart to open so that you can experience a beautiful love in your life. Okay. The posse of angels are saying the way that you have viewed love is what you have to give up. The way you view love in the past may have been, if I am going to open my heart, I'm going to be hurt. I'll have to compromise. I'll have to settle for less. But they're saying and these people are in a boat, to get to the other side of love in which we experience a love that values us, that respects us, honors us, we really do have to make ourselves vulnerable. Now, you have free will. You don't have to do this. But there is a dichotomy inside of you. On one hand, you want this cherished love. That's your divinity. That's your divine, eternal nature. And on the other side of that, it's like good angel, bad angel, not good angel, bad angel, but, you know, dark or light contrast. The other side of you is saying, but I've been hurt in love before, and I don't want to give myself any opening to be hurt. So I'll just play this game. So whether you do or whether you don't, you are still loved. You are still divine. But they're saying to consider this, because on the other side of this is absolute magic. The next card that's coming out for you is the Strength card, the fortitude to be yourself and to allow yourself to be vulnerable. This is a really important message for today's reading. So I hope that's been helpful for Hamida. I'm sending you so much love.
Thank you so much, Ahaz. You have a wonderful day, and thank you again.
Okay, take care. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And let's go to our next caller. We have Mary Rose in Florida. Mary Rose, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
Hi, Claire. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very, very well. So how are you dealing with the energies that we're experiencing now?
Well, it's been kind of wet. It's been very transformational.
Well, that's
cool.
It's been
very transformational.
Yeah, I know.
I feel a lot of healing taking place.
Which is lovely. Are you nurturing yourself through this?
Absolutely. I'm in a hammock right now.
Well, that
under
is...
the trees. When you told that other person to get in nature, I said, let me go in the hammock under the trees.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Well, you're making a lot of us envious.
But we've had so much rain. We have to take this fresh air when we can get it.
Yeah, that's true. And the rain is about cleansing. It's about clearing. It's about bringing in the fresh. You know how after it rains, you know, everything seems to be revitalized and revived. Is there a question, a particular question that you have?
Yes, I have. And I know when I've had readings from the past with you, you were so right on and helpful.
Thank you.
And I've been living with like a gypsy. And left my house and rented it out. And now I'm moving again this week to another person's home. And then I take possession in August. And I'm just trying to get clarity on, should I sell the property or rent it out again?
Well.
And if I rent it out again. Yeah, if I rent it out again, then I can rent another property for myself, a smaller place.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. All right. The posse of angels are saying there's no right and there's no wrong answer, but they're saying that this has been coming for a long time. You living with other people and living in their space, and it just is not sitting on your heart well anymore. They like the idea of you selling your place, because that place too was bought with the way that you were in the past. And you can cleanse and clear and sage and do all of those things, but it still holds memories. And by selling it, then you could certainly buy something, downsize from there, put some of the money and invest it, and then start clear and free, seeing it as not so much what you're giving up, but what you're gaining. And what you're gaining is something enormous. You're showing the universe that you are worth it. You are of value to be able to have a place of your own. You know, it doesn't matter about the size of it. It doesn't matter if it's near the ocean. It doesn't matter where it is. But this is showing the universe that you value yourself, and that you know, you bless the people that you lived with before, but it's a coat which has grown much too small for you, and it's time to move on. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out in for our lovely Mary Rose and see if there's some direction as to what she could do. The first card is the contract card. Okay, this is the Justice card, and this shows that you signing contracts, I don't think you'll have any, if you say to the universe, I want to sell my home, I want it to be a loving transaction for the greatest good of myself, for the greatest good of all concerned, I believe this is going to happen pretty quickly. But you have to be 100% certain that you want this to happen, and you go into it saying, I welcome in a new fresh start. I wouldn't be surprised if a new relationship came in as a result of you letting go of the energies of that home. So that's certainly the contract card. The next card that comes up for you is the Five of Wands. This is often the card of change. Okay? Change being sometimes, you know, change in our life is not an easy thing. But when we understand that we're always in the right place at the right time, everything happens for our highest good. And change in the fifth dimension means that we are ready to grow and expand and to step in to a more honoring, valuing place in life. And the last card that's coming up for you is the Ace of Pentacles. This is the money card. This is the beginning of new money where you will get a wonderful price for your home, a fair and wonderful price, and then it will enable you to buy a beautiful place. A beautiful place. The energies are just, it's waiting for you, actually. They're telling me that they've caught wind of what your heart is you know, veering you to do. And they're saying that that new place is already being prepared for you and you'll have money to invest because you'll buy a slightly smaller place or one that's not near the ocean or whatever. But this is the money card. And so the abundance that you feel, you're actually going to feel like this, not like a weight's come off your heart, but you're going to feel much lighter. So Mary Rose, I'm excited for you. I hope that's been helpful for you. I've just got about a minute to go, so I've got to go.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so very welcome. And I'm sending you so many, okay. So much love and blessings. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. And that wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to everyone who's listening. Thank you for referring to the show to others. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week, Tuesdays, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And remember to go to my website, look up those remarkable books, channeled books, One True Home, Angels of Faith, and I Am an Angelic Walk-In. And remember to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.